USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Bill Barr defended the actions of federal law enforcement and some of his own decisions as he faced questions and criticism and accusations from Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee.
We have the obligation to protect federal courts, and the U.S. Marshals specifically have been given that obligation. Federal courts are under attack. Since when is it okay to try to burn down a federal court? Is that okay? Is that okay now? No, the U.S. Marshals have a duty to stop that and defend the courthouse, and that's what we are doing in Portland.
The Miami Marlins are out. MLB is pausing their baseball season until August 3rd as more players tested positive for coronavirus. This will give the time team to heal and regroup and adjust their roster. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Mystery seeds from China are landing in Americans' mailboxes. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Agriculture officials in nearly every U.S. state are reporting that people are being mailed unrequested packages of seeds that appear to have been mailed from China. And officials are stressing recipients of the mysterious packages should not plant the seeds. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles.
At this point in time, we don't have enough information to know if this is a hoax, a prank, an internet scam, or an act of agricultural bioterrorism.
The acting head of the Park Police says officers followed proper procedures before advancing on protesters in Lafayette Square on June 1st.
Protesters were physically combative with members of law enforcement. The violent protesters injured 50 officers. 11 of my officers were transported to area hospitals, and 3 of them were ultimately admitted.
Acting Chief Gregory Monahan testifying on Capitol Hill today. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The late civil rights icon and Democratic Congressman John Lewis is being honored at the U.S. Capitol. He's lying in state in the Capitol Rotunda, and he's the first African-American lawmaker to receive this tribute. Democratic Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver from Missouri remembers his friend, John Lewis.
This was his last great display of power for righteousness, and it was John Lewis, Dennis John Lewis, standing there with a cane in his hand.
A number of federal government workers are filing claims for getting coronavirus on the job. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the details.
Nearly 3,000 federal workers have filed compensation claims for having contracted COVID-19 on the job, a number that is expected to double by early next month, according to a Department of Labor review. Individual agency reports from the three largest federal agencies, Defense, Veterans Affairs, and Homeland Security, show the extent of infections and death among workers. The Defense Department reported 5,373 virus cases among civilian employees with 33 deaths. Veterans Affairs reporting that 41 employees have died. Customs and Border Protection and the Transportation Security Administration, two of the largest sub-agencies under the Department of Homeland Security, report a combined 2,905 infections among employees with 14 deaths.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.